I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
ago. Sunday mean celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about on Dumois.
I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week.
This week, we're answering your voicemails and getting into the following hot topics. Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn, Formula One Intel, Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater, Scott Disick, Dakota Johnson, Euphoria Season 3, and more. If you want to have your questions answered on the podcast, call the number in the episode description and leave a voicemail. Let's get started. Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. It's our favorite time of the month.
Voicemails.
Whoop.
And happy spring, by the way.
Is it officially spring?
Yeah, it's the spring equinox.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been really nice out.
Yeah, it's really cold today here, though.
I haven't been outside yet.
Yeah, you should like peek out and go, you know, hang with the people.
I don't see the people every day.
I know. I'll go to spin with you.
You will?
Yeah, yeah.
For real?
Yeah, yeah. Just to get you out of the house. Yeah, I'll do it.
I've been begging Ferris. I hate spin, but I've been begging Ferris to come to a class with me because
she feels like she has to be around people.
I feel like I need to be around people out here. I used to be really, really into spin, but I hated it the whole time I was into it.
Remember that 1 month when we went like literally every single day together?
I would do doubles.
I know. That was crazy.
I don't know that person anymore.
And bar.
Oh, yeah. I'm pure bar.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in the 500 club.
I know. Congratulations on that, by the way. That's like a huge.
Now I could barely do a sit-up.
I know. Same. Yeah, and bar's hard.
You could do sit-ups.
No, girl. I can't. It's hard.
Let's get into our favorite time of the month. Not spring, not spin season, but
voicemails.
Voicemails sponsored by our friends at Metro by T-Mobile.
Okay.
No yada yada.
No. So that's why we're going to get right to it. No yada yada here.
All right, Danny, hit us with the first voice message.
Hi, dude. This is Alex. I had a question. Do you feel that Taylor Swift's album is coming near? Do you feel like Joe Alwyn is going to be appearing more in the public? I can't help but to wonder who was he interacting with when he was at the award show in London? Thanks.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for your question. If we look into our paparazzi database, we see that Joe Alwyn was pictured on January 20th on his way to the Loewe fashion show. Then he was pictured on February 15th at a BAFTA after party, I think. And then he was seen again last week in Los Angeles. I don't think that any of these appearances have anything to do with the impending release of Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department album. I think he's just living his life. He does have a project coming out in June, right?
Yes. Yeah. June 21st. Searchlight Pictures is releasing his new movie with a star-studded cast, Kinds of Kindness. So it's starring Emma Stone, Jesse Plemons, Willem Dafoe, Margaret Qualley himself, Hunter Schafer, a few others. So
we'll definitely see him promoting that.
Yes.
I think he's just living his life.
Yeah, he's just around. He's promoting.
I don't think we're going to see him any more or less because of the album. I think he's just going to be doing what he does. Yes. And hopefully avoiding any social media backlash.
And scrutiny.
I mean, I think it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, we should be moving on by now.
What the fans do.
Yeah.
Specifically, when it comes to Taylor Swift and her lyrics, what they do to the people that they think are the target of her lyrics. Let's remember that her lyrics might not be based in reality.
Yeah.
I think we need to remember that.
Fictionalized a little bit, I'm sure.
Right. I think they're inspired by real people. But, you know, like anything, I'm sure she adds a little bit of fiction in there.
Just like Anon, Please.
Just like Anon, Please, which is still available
at your favorite bookstore and online.
Okay, what's next, Dani?
Hey, Dee and Ferris. This is Anki from the Netherlands. So my question is Formula One related. So it's about the whole Christian Horner situation and the leaked WhatsApp messages. Do you have any intel on the state of the relationship between Jerry Hallow and Christian Horner? I'm wondering how she feels. Thank you so much.
Hi, Anki. Thank you so much. And hello to the Netherlands.
Yeah. Hi.
We love our international listeners.
Yeah, 100%. So a little bit of background on the situation in case any listener out there missed it. Early in February, reports surfaced that a female Red Bull employee reported that Christian Horner had engaged in, quote, inappropriate controlling behavior. So Red Bull went on to conduct this full-on investigation, and they formally cleared him on February 28th.
Which was shocking.
Yes. So
our sources had told us they thought he was going to get the axe.
Right. But then the next day, sexually suggestive texts and photos were leaked between Horner and his accuser. And now Jos Verstappen, who is a former racing driver and the father of the opening season Grand Prix winner Max Verstappen, he actually spoke out and is saying that he thinks the team is in danger of being torn apart because of the situation. And then on March 7th, the female accuser gets suspended. And on the 16th, she appeals against the decision to clear Horner. So okay. That's where we currently are.
Right. So that's just a little bit of background. We did talk about this in a previous podcast episode, and then we doubled back. Do you remember this, Ferris? We talked about it in a podcast episode. Mm-hmm. Then we had to correct ourselves.
Oh, right. Yeah.
In the newsletter.
Yes.
But our original information was correct. There were inappropriate text messages, aka alleged dick pics, that were sent allegedly between Horner and this staff member. So I think it's interesting how my sources were kind of like doubling back and forth after they had told me the initial information about the inappropriate text messages / dick pic. They wrote us to say, I need to clear up something that I told you about Horner. The inappropriate pic he allegedly sent to the fellow Red Bull staffer did not happen. It was a rumor created by someone in the Red Bull organization who really wants Horner out. Allegedly, the rumor was started by Max Verstappen's dad, who hates Horner and wants him gone. I'm incredibly sorry to have given you info. The controlling part is still very accurate, though. But again, I'm very, very sorry. I feel horrible. So it's kind of weird how the rumors were out there. Then this person took them back, and then they were winded up being true. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else messaged me and said, I have a good source. They gave me the Christian Horner texts, including the dick pic. I didn't see it. I just want to say. This person was like, do you want to see it? I was like, no, thank you. When it was announced that
the Red Bull employee who accused Christian Horner of inappropriate behavior was suspended with full pay. Somebody messaged me and said the following. This is more to answer your question. This person says, disappointing behavior in this. I heard that it was at the request of Jerry. The entire, and that's Jerry Hollowell, his
wife.
The entire team is going up in flames. They also had a big fat, and then they used a do not enter emoji over the glass on the pit lane wall today so the cameras couldn't get a shot of Christian. So to answer your question, it seems that Jerry is standing by her man.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like to me. Ferris, what did you say about Max's dad again? Because he's very involved in this, it seems like, behind the scenes.
Yeah, it does seem that way as well. So Max's dad, Joss Verstappen, he spoke to the Daily Mail initially and said that he feels like Horner should be removed from his position because the team's in danger of falling apart, is what I said before.
Right,
so
okay.
It seems like everybody in the organization is worried that this situation is negatively impacting the team as a whole, the organization as a whole.
As
it seems like it is.
It is. Right. Yes, it is. So to answer your initial question, I know we just gave a little background there. Again, I haven't heard of this causing any sort of separation in Jerry and Christian's marriage. It does sound like she's just standing by her man.
Right, which is nice to hear.
Well, not if he's guilty.
I know, but at least, you know, for now, to have the support of your spouse.
Well, yes.
It's nice.
Okay.
True or false?
If you're guilty and you do something bad, should you have the support of your spouse?
I don't know, for better or for worse.
Okay, marriage. Married. I disagree with you. I disagree with you, but I'm not married. You are.
Yeah.
If your husband sent someone inappropriate texts and a dick pic and it winds up being true, you would stand by your husband.
Innocent until proven guilty.
You would stand by your husband.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's hear the next one, Danny.
Hi, Dew. I have listened to all of your podcast episodes and I love the podcast. My question for you is about Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater and the timing of their relationship being leaked and the release of Wicked. I'm just wondering what you think about the possibility that it was leaked when it was in order to get through all of the bad press well in advance of Wicked's release. Yeah, just super curious because it seems, I don't remember the details of exactly of what it was released, but I remember being really surprised about some of the details and why and how it came out when it did. So just curious to know if you think it was PR related that it came out when it did so that there wasn't blowback during the Wicked launch.
Hi, Anon. Thank you so much for your question. That is a very interesting theory. I know when it was leaked to me because I wrote a blind item about Ariana and Ethan's relationship before TMZ officially broke the news with their names. I didn't feel comfortable using their names. Like, I had the information. I wrote the blind item. I'll read it to you guys. And you guys could tell me if you remember. This was posted on or around July 17th, 2023. I probably got the information July 15th or 16th and then decided to write the blind the next day or a couple days later. That's usually how it works. Sometimes I sit on something. I wrote, rumors about these two co-stars of this highly anticipated movie franchise are swirling. On-set crew think this married mini-me and square-pant actor have something going on. A recent outing also has everyone asking if mini-me is now solo. The recent outing being when she showed up to, I believe it was Wimbledon. It was Wimbledon because they were filming in London without her wedding ring. That was the recent outing that everyone noticed that she wasn't wearing a ring.
Oh, right. We said it was a soft launch, maybe. I remember all this now.
Yeah, this was back last summer. Everyone was like, why are you calling Ariana Grande a mini-me? Well, she's very tiny.
Yeah.
I didn't
objectively
know.
Objectively so.
She's I didn't know how
a
else
tiny girl.
I didn't know how else to describe her. So I could tell you guys now, I got a tip and the person, I mean, maybe they're a really good actor. Maybe they were instructed to leak it. I have no idea. But the person messaged me and were like, dude, oh my God, you'll never believe this. Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater are having an affair. I had to Google who Ethan Slater was, at which point I was like, are you sure? And this person said, yes, everyone on set is talking about it. So I don't know if it was intentionally leaked to get ahead of the Wicked release, but that would be pretty genius. Also, because everyone on set did know about it. Now, right. I think I need to take a minute to let everyone know, in case you didn't see it on the Des Moines Instagram story, Ethan and Ariana are still together. He just posted a like congratulations or, you know, this album is so good post to his private followers on Instagram, and someone sent it to me.
Right. So that's legit.
Right. So, I mean, to me, that means they're still together. He just posted it yesterday.
Yeah.
There also is a big discrepancy happening because Ariana Grande, with the release of her new album, is talking about the timeline of events.
So people are getting confused.
So people are getting confused, saying that it sounds like Ariana's side of the story is that Ethan and his wife were already on the rocks or split at the time that Ethan and Ariana got together. Mm. Now, we don't know exactly when Ethan and Ariana got together, but what we do know is that mid-May 2023, Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez were still together because she posted something related to their wedding anniversary around that time. May 31st, 2023, Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater film a Wicked scene together. And on July 17th, less than a month later, a source confirmed to People magazine that Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez have split. July 20th, 3 days later, a source confirmed to People magazine that Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater are dating. My information was sent to me, like I said, around July 15th, like right before all of this. So is it an intended leak to the caller's question? It could be. It could be. It could be. And back to what I was saying about, you know, the timeline is sort of coming into question. Once this information was leaked, I did receive a lot of DMs, mainly from Ethan Slater's ex-wife, Lily, that did allege that she was blindsided by what had happened.
Yeah. And I mean, everything timeline wise from what you just looked at from People, that's a quick turnaround. Mid-May to July.
Right. July 29th, I received the following DM. This was after everything came to light. This person says, quote, okay, very low key, but Ariana's man went to a school in my area and the rumor about him and Ariana was going around the suburban moms before it came out. My friend heard it from her mom and didn't believe it until it came out. But that may be where some of the leaks were from. So it sounds like people knew.
Yeah, it was like circulating in private circles.
It was circulating in private circles. Yeah. So I don't know. Like I said this on Instagram. Everybody involved has a side to their story. Mm-hmm. And everybody feels that that side is the truth. What is the actual truth? I mean, really only probably Ethan and Lily know.
Right.
They know the state of their marriage. You know, everyone loves to point the finger at Ariana Grande, but she might have not known what was going on.
Right. Of course not. And I mean, you think about it. They started filming in May. Obviously, if Lily and Ethan were having marital issues, him starting a new project is stressful, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they had going on is going to be magnified. It's going to make things harder to function within that relationship to begin with. So it doesn't surprise me that
this happened.
This would happen and so quickly.
Right. But interesting question.
Yeah.
Because the answer could be Perhaps. Because if so many people knew about it, if the suburban mom group, you know, in this town, wherever this is, knew about it, people on set knew about it, her publicist knew about it, I'm sure Scooter Braun knew about it. Maybe they wanted to get ahead of it. And they did.
Makes sense.
They actually timed it perfectly, because I feel like with the release of her album, she's back in the good graces of the public again.
Her divorce is finalized.
Her divorce is finalized. She's laying low. She did support Ethan a bunch when he was on Broadway recently. Mm-hmm. And she's just doing her thing. So, you know, could this be an example of a very well executed PR move? Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I'm going to say yes. And finally, something I'm admitting that is PR. I always am like, no, that's not PR.
Yeah, whatever, you everyone, never
I know,
this.
Well, because everyone loves to call every type of relationship PR. Yeah. And it's like it becomes too much. But I will say this sounds like it could be
a
very, well executed public relations situation. So kudos.
Well done on their team.
Kudos to Ariana Grande's publicist. Okay, what's next?
Hey, dude, long time listener here. For starters, Thursdays are my favorite day of the week because of you, and I wish we had more than one day a week for the pod. This is an honestly. I have two entirely separate topics that I've been thinking about lately. One, Scott Disick. His Instagram with the Medium jump scare, am I right? Don't get me wrong, I'm a huge Lord Disick fan, but he looks very different. Agree or disagree? Do you have any info on him? I need to know how he's doing and what he's been doing in his spare time, desperately. And then secondly, Dakota Johnson. The more interviews I watch of her since Madame Web has come out makes me have mixed feelings about her. I know she has a pretty dry sense of humor, but I don't know, I'm starting to get a weird vibe and that she doesn't really want to be anywhere she is. What's the scoop on her? Do you have any set from Gossip? Seems like all the girls are close except her. I need to know what she's like and if the weird vibes from her are true lately. Okay, that's all for now. Have a happy day. Toodles.
Thank you so much for your message. What a sweet.
Yeah, I love that sign off.
We say that to each other, actually.
Yeah.
Do we know you?
Toodles.
We say that to each other. But what a sweet message. Thank you so much for your message. The first part of your message about Scott Disick. Obviously, this was a frequently asked question in my DMs and in the Q&A this week. You know, I mean, I don't feel comfortable telling you what I've heard because it falls under a category I won't speak about. Whenever I say that on the podcast, people are always like, what won't you speak about? They like DM me or they'll ask me. I've specifically detailed the types of topics that I won't talk about on the Instagram account, on the podcast, or anywhere that you see the Demois brand in several different articles that I've been interviewed for, probably more specifically in 2022 when the account became more popular, when the Instagram account became more popular. So feel free to Google and see all the things that I won't speak about because I feel that it's just too private.
Right. Some things just aren't our place to speak on.
Right. So to answer your question, but not answer it, the rumors that I've heard about Scott Disick fall in that category. I don't also feel comfortable making any type of medical diagnosis on anyone who looks quote unquote sick. Or not like themselves.
Yeah. I mean, all of the photos that we're seeing surface in the past day or two, he obviously looks thinner than he has. We can objectively say that.
I don't think it's Ozempic.
That's what everyone's saying, right?
I don't think it is.
Yeah. I feel like everyone's just like leaning on Ozempic these days. Like, oh, thin Ozempic. Must be on Ozempic.
I don't think it's Ozempic.
No.
No.
Hmm. Well, we hope he's okay.
Yeah, we wish him the best. What I will say about Scott Disick is that he had a tragic situation and his family. His family.
He also had a car accident like recently, a couple years ago. I think he did. That was like a really bad one.
Well, I mean, this is what I always go back to when anyone brings up Scott Disick's like state of mind. His parents died very close together, like within months of each other.
Yeah.
And that changes someone. You'll never go back to the way you were before that.
Right. And then like he was so close with the whole Kardashian family. And, you know, they obviously are still close with him and I think consider him family because of the kids and because of their own personal relationships with him, which really helped him in that time. And that was documented on the show. But still, yeah, you're right. It's like so traumatic to lose one parent, doubly traumatic to lose both in such a short time.
Exactly. So I think that trauma has been something that he probably deals with every day. Mm-hmm. And whether he's self-medicating or depressed or medicating, by prescription, by a doctor, I don't know. But I mean, that can't be easy to live with.
No.
That has to be part of the reason why he always seems sad, right?
Yeah. I think he probably also wanted to stay within that family unit.
Right. You keep bringing up the Kardashians. I do. Do you think that's like a big part of it?
I do. But I think they've been super supportive. Inclusive and
yeah. Yes. They consider him family.
100%.
But I think what happened was, and this also might have been something that triggered him, when Travis came into the picture, you don't see him around as much.
No.
Out of respect for, I'm assuming, Courtney and Travis's marriage.
Right. Like, who knows what the arrangement was at that point of, like, what conversations were had behind the scenes.
Right.
With, like, when should I come around? When should I be filmed? When shouldn't I? Et cetera.
Right.
Yeah.
So we just want to wish Scott Disick the best.
Yeah.
Hope he is healthy and happy.
Mm-hmm.
Or is doing the things that he needs to do.
To feel his best.
To feel his best, which I think we all are.
Yeah. I certainly am, let me tell you.
At the end of the day. Okay, so you know how I feel about Dakota Johnson.
Yes.
You do now.
I do now. I was thinking something. We had a sidebar.
We had a sidebar.
Now I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Right. So it's really hard for me now that her name keeps coming up and I can't share with everyone.
Yeah.
Why I think she's a person. But that being said, let me answer your question. Ferris, what do you think one of the biggest health challenges?
Oh, for sure, weight management.
Exactly. Yo-yo dieting, losing weight, putting it back on.
Trying the latest fad, it not working.
Exactly.
Feeling like a failure.
Feeling like a failure is the worst feeling when it comes to weight loss.
And then getting discouraged.
What if I told you I knew of something that could help with this?
I would 100% want to know.
The Roe Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off.
That's amazing. And I love how it's over a year. That's so important for sustainability.
Exactly. The slow weight loss.
The slow burn.
Over 200,000 people have already chosen Roe to help them lose weight. Roe Body Program members have support throughout the process. Roe's partner handles all of the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting room.
That sounds amazing, especially for parents not having to
leave home. Or people that work.
Yeah.
Having to get that appointment.
How convenient.
Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year, like I said, with healthy lifestyle changes. It's important to note that you do have to pair both. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/do. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/DEUX. You want to know what the people have to say about Dakota Johnson. I don't get a lot on her. I think that the whole shtick that she has going on in her interviews right now is kind of like an obnoxious nepo baby.
Yeah, I get that vibe.
Yeah. And I'm really not into it. I don't know if some people find it endearing. I think it's kind of obnoxious.
She's playing into it.
She's playing into it without knowing she's playing into it. I did just dip into the Dakota Johnson file. Here we go. This person says, I went to boarding school with Dakota Johnson. She's really sweet. Some might assume quieter, but totally normal and just like she seems in all her roles. I'll never forget when Antonio Banderas came for one of the plays during Parents Weekend and everyone was freaking out. I feel kind of bad for her having to deal with her parents. And I said, someone else from your boarding school DM'd me that they went to boarding school with her also, and Antonio Banderas fell asleep during that performance.
Isn't that funny?
That is funny. This is just an FYI for you, so no need to post. I posted it anyway. This has already been posted. Because it isn't anything spectacular, but when I lived in LA, I went to the same Core Power studio and have seen some celebs in there as well. Julie Bowen, Vanessa Hudgens, and Austin Butler when they dated, and Dakota was in one of my C2 classes. I was near the front and she was in the back, and I thought it was her, but legit couldn't tell. Plus, it was kind of dark. She's way taller than I thought and very slim, but not like super skinny like some celebs are. She came to class late and left early and totally did her own thing, not really following the instructor. I only got confirmation it was her after class based on, number one, pap shots of her the same day in the same yoga outfit, and number two, her unique back tattoo that I happened to catch a glimpse of when I was watching myself in the mirror, but really stalking her.
What's her back tattoo?
I don't know. That's a good question. Basically, this person's saying she's just like a regular person who likes to take yoga classes. No same special girl. Treatment. Okay. Oh, here's the Antonio Banderas falling asleep. Dakota Johnson went to my boarding school her freshman year. Her biological father, Don Johnson's current wife, graduated from the same school, so he wanted to send her there as well. She was very quiet and shy, quite nice though. I remember when her parents, Melanie Griffiths and Antonio Banderas, came for Parents Weekend. They were watching Dakota in the school musical and Antonio fell asleep. Melanie is extremely tiny in real life. Here's about her interviewing. And this is a couple years old. Everyone on the web seems to stan Dakota Johnson, but she was the worst interview I've ever had. Made zero effort to engage with me or even greet me when I came in. Answered all of my questions with one or two words, and then I asked her a question about personal style. And it was really not my choice, anyways, because the questions get pre-vetted and sanitized. But her answer was, quote, I think you can tell a lot about a person by their personal style. Just like I can tell a lot about you by what you're wearing. And then looked me up and down. By the way, my outfit was fierce as fuck. It was so uncomfortable that I left in my half allotted time with her.
Yikes.
So her interview vibes.
No good. No bueno.
Well, seem to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody sent me a sighting of Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin in the Hamptons. And somebody recognized the sighting and said, I was there that day. I saw her in her yellow sundress and all, and I was sitting with my girlfriends at the other end of the table they were at. Apple and Moses were there too. The guy who yelled at her was Chris Martin's brother. Heard they were all staying at Gwyneth's, and they wished that Gwyneth was with them. I guess they were all staying at Gwyneth's house in the Hamptons, and they wished Gwyneth was there. Sounds like they just let her have the house. I don't know what the yelling part is about.
Yeah.
We go. Sorry, I'm reading these backwards, guys. Sorry. Last summer, I saw Dakota Johnson in Montauk at the lunch place, Joni's, and my friend and I couldn't tell if it was her at first, so we were kind of staring, and all of a sudden, a man she was with, not her dad, because I Googled, came over to us and screamed, not cool, stop it, right now, stop it. And we were so thrown off because we didn't think we were being that obvious at all. Anyway, I snuck this picture of her as I was.
After all that, I love the savagery. That's awesome.
Let me know if you guys want me to post this picture. It is savage. Anyway, this person is savage. Anyway, I snuck this picture of her as I was leaving and saw that Chris Martin was waiting for her at a table outside. So someone else who was also there is saying that the person who yelled was Chris Martin's brother. Okay. The person who yelled and said, stop staring, was Chris Martin's brother.
I love that they kept going. That's awesome.
Okay, here is another one about Dakota Johnson's in-flight etiquette. I'll read it from the top. Craig Robinson, Daryl from The Office, great show, was on a flight to Toronto for TIFF and my husband was on it. He was super friendly and gave him a bro hug when my husband said he liked his shows. Also, Dakota Johnson was on the same flight and although no interaction, she was apparently very polite interacting with flight attendants and had very good manners.
Love to hear that.
Yep. Here's another one. Wow, these are old. I will say these are old. These are from like 4 years ago. But I'm going to just read it from the top, even if it doesn't mention Dakota to the bottom. Two things. Jonah Hill is hooking up with my friend. They've been hooking up for a month now while he was engaged. He's apparently super into himself and thinks he can get anyone and say anything to anyone because he's famous. He's rude to the help and is just all around shitty. I have a ton of stories, but I'm scared they'll ruin his career. And number two, my friend is really close friends with Dakota Johnson, and apparently her and Chris are in it for the long haul. They've talked about marriage and everything, and also Gwyneth hated her at first and wouldn't accept her, but now loves her. Again, this is old. Let's also not forget in 2021 when there were a lot of rumors going around that Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin bought a house together. I'm like digressing now because this person really just wanted to know what Dakota Johnson is like. And now I'm just like getting into a Dakota Johnson
rabbit hole.
Single.
So, I mean, overall, we can say it sounds like
she's polite.
She's a polite, lovely person.
Yeah. And I think that she doesn't like being interviewed. Like that's the vibe I get.
Yeah.
We did read one DM from someone who had actually interviewed her in real life. And it seemed like she just
off-putting.
She doesn't like doing it, which is fair.
Yeah, it's fair. Maybe she doesn't feel like she's good at it. I don't know. Who knows? She gets nervous. Could be a million reasons.
Right. Okay. God, I don't know why. I could have gone down that Dakota rabbit hole.
That was, because I feel like we've been there for a while.
Well, because you know what happens? I start reading old messages and like the ones where people like name drop other celebs in there. Mm-hmm, sometimes it's good information.
Yeah. All right.
What's next, Danny?
Hi, Drew. My name is Caitlin. Hi, Drew. Hi, Ferris. I feel like nobody ever says hi to Ferris. So hi, Ferris, if you're listening. I have been talking with my boyfriend recently about how you kind of think that NHL players are the most notorious for infidelity. And my boyfriend and I are big Celtics fans. Well, okay, to be honest, I didn't start watching basketball until I met my boyfriend. But we now are big Celtics fans. And my boyfriend's response to most of that was that if anything ever comes out about Jason Tatum being unfaithful, he doesn't think he could handle it. So I am wondering, because I remember last year at one point, Jason Tatum was linked to Ella May. And I feel like I haven't seen anything about the two of them in a while. So I'm wondering if you know if that is still happening, or if you know if Jason Tatum is linked to anyone else, because I think my boyfriend and I both have a little bit of a crush on Jason Tatum and or any other Celtics players. I just would love to know if you have any tea. And yeah, I hope you're having a great day and I'm excited to hear.
Hi, Caitlin. Thank you so much for your question. Say hi to Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin.
She gave you a special
shout out. Thanks for the shout out, girl.
I just searched Celtics in our DMs to see if we received any intel on Jason Tatum, and we haven't.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing, Caitlin. So when I searched, what did come up was there were a lot of questions about the whole Ime Udoka situation, and we did talk about that in the September 27th, 2022 episode, if you care to go back and listen about that. So basically all the information I have in my DMs is about that situation, which again happened in 2022. So nothing really since then, except for a couple of celeb sightings at the games.
And nothing about Jason. I mean, it seems like he's with his girlfriend, Ella May.
Okay. Yeah. That also people were writing me about that as well. I haven't heard anything. So if anyone knows any news out there, I feel like we report a lot on football and hockey.
Yeah, not enough NBA.
No, not enough NBA at all. I feel like they kind of get away unscathed.
So yeah, so send us in your NBA intel. The good stuff.
All right. Wish we had more. What's next, Danny?
Hi, Dew. It's Caroline from New York. I'm sure it's been a while since you've thought about this topic, but I have to just ask and put it out there if you or any of your sources on the ground or anything have any rumors, conjecture, intimations about Euphoria season 3. Is it going to be filming this year? Is it even happening? Please. The people would need to know. Thank you.
Hi, thank you so much for your question. So a couple months ago, or maybe a month ago, someone had ran into Eric Dane. I had a picture of the person running into Eric Dane, so I knew it wasn't a fabricated encounter. And they said that he had mentioned that Euphoria was going to start in March. Now we're halfway through March, and I don't think it's filming. Somebody just messaged me today and said May. It's on for May. Jacob Elordi, they heard, will not have as big of a role.
Oh.
In the new season. That's all I have so far.
That's kind of a bummer.
That's what they heard. I don't know how true that is. You know, it would make sense that him and Zendaya, I feel like they're booked and busy, and maybe even Sydney Sweeney.
Mm-hmm. No, totally.
Would not be featured as prominently.
Yeah, I mean, Jacob Elordi has tons of projects out there right now.
Think about how much more famous that Jacob Elordi and Sydney Sweeney they have become since the last season of Euphoria.
I feel like they've had like a whole career.
Yeah.
Since ending that last season.
Yeah, same. So that's all I've heard. And I actually literally heard it today. Someone messaged me and I said, can I post this information? And they said, let me try to get you some more details about it. So I don't know how definite that is, but May, and they mentioned Jacob Elordi not having as big of a role. If I receive anything else, I'll obviously post about it. I'm a fan of the show as well. I know a lot of you guys are too. I also feel like by the time they film it and it airs, I mean, they're not going to even look like high school kids anymore.
I know. Well, makeup.
Yeah.
Well, if Jacob's not going to be in it as much, I hope they can come up with somebody else to...
Maybe they'll be new cast members. Maybe they'll be casting new characters.
I'd have to imagine they would.
Yeah.
If that's the case, for sure.
Okay, next voicemail, please.
Hi, dude. This is Cecilia calling from Australia. Okay, I'm calling because I am dying to know what is going on with Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak. Did they have a falling out? Are they still in contact and friendly? Is he her baby daddy? Like, all of it. Yeah, I just would really like to know what is going on with him. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Cecilia. Thank you so much for your question. I've been asked this question like the past couple weeks in the Q&A. So I wonder what people are saying like on Twitter or the message boards and why this is coming up now. I think it has something to do with social media activity or lack thereof between Mindy and BJ. So I reached out and I asked someone, you know, I will say I've heard he is not the father of her child. I know some people don't want to believe that. Obviously, I can't confirm. I'm not her doctor. I'm not her. But that is what I heard. I think people need to accept that as probably the truth. And move on from the fact that he's like secretly her baby daddy. Okay, so I reached out to somebody and this is what they said. They said they heard that they have had a falling out. So this is the question that I've been asked by people. Like, has there been a falling out? And this isn't based on anything further than, like I said, social media activity. It's just like the fans noticing. But this person is saying, yes, they've had a falling out. I asked this person if they knew why. And they said, no clue what it's about, except that she apparently initiated it, thinking that he would re-engage and apologize or make amends for whatever it was. And apparently, she was shocked when instead he was like, yeah, no, I agree. We need some distance, and this isn't a good thing anymore. She felt super hurt by that response and has since decided the whole relationship had turned toxic and isn't really interacting with him at all anymore.
And this person goes on to say, it's almost like The Office. She was ultimately more into him, I guess, than vice versa, and thought she could scare him into recommitting to their friendship. But instead, he essentially called her bluff and was like, good, I need a break from you too. To which I have to say, Mindy Kaling, you are better than this.
Okay.
I don't like this. I don't like the way he treats her.
Well, you're hearing one small part of
this. Yes, but I hear a lot about BJ Novak. He's a little bit of like a playboy.
To me,
that signifies like how he treats women in general, whether that be a romantic interest or a friend like Mindy.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you deserve better, girl.
True. Don't we all out there? But also, like, I don't think that this is tricky because BJ is the godfather to her two kids. So clearly, I'd imagine he's going to stay in their lives.
Right. I mean, this is just this person is describing it as a break.
Yeah, yeah.
From their friendship or from maybe the amount of time they were spending together.
Right.
I don't think that it's a feud or
a permanent
situation. Yeah, where they're shutting each other out of each other's lives.
Right.
It sounds to me like it's like a friendship break. Okay, so we hope that answers your question. I know that probably is going to raise a lot more questions, but again, people that live in the fantasy world that there is something romantic going on between Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak need to come out of that world and step into
the real world.
The real world, because they are just friends. Okay, what is next, Danny?
Hey, Dew. This is JoJo calling, and I'm leaving a voicemail because I love listening to the podcast. And I've been really interested in the whole Dua Lipa of it all. I was looking up her past relationships, and it looks like in the past 7 years, she's had 5 different boyfriends. Now, I know she's recently rumored to be with Callum Turner, which I love, by the way. I think that that might be my favorite relationship. They just look aesthetically so incredibly good together, and I think that he matches her. But at, like, if this one doesn't last more than like a couple months, what reputation does Dua start to have with guys? Because, you know, I just started thinking that. Just curious, and I've heard conflicting reports that, you know, it's just casual, that's why they haven't announced it yet, but I've also heard from, I've read other things that say it's quite serious. What do you think, and what are your thoughts about it? Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay, Ferris, we're about to talk about one of my favorite things. Do you know what it is?
Oh, girl. I know. It starts with a capital D.
Yeah. That's DoorDash. Did you know you can order alcohol on DoorDash?
You can?
Yes. Yes, you can. And I love this about DoorDash, especially if I'm having company like on a Friday night or Thursday night and I'm working all day and I don't have time to run to the store or run to the liquor store. I can just order it on DoorDash.
You can dash it.
I can dash it. Don't have to leave. Can continue working, continue in the newsroom. Mm-hmm. Never have to leave the newsroom. Basically.
Wow. So you can just like get that news out there at the same time as making sure your incoming guests are going to have the libations that they want.
Exactly. Which is why I love DoorDash. It makes it so convenient, so seamless, so easy. I've never been let down by a DoorDash delivery. I mean, that's true.
Ain't that the truth?
Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails. We love a mocktail. And more can be delivered straight to your door. So get your drinks in hand without lifting a finger with DoorDash. And use code DOYOU24 to get 25% off up to a $15 value when you spend $35 or more on drinks through DoorDash. For eligible users only, terms apply. Must be 21 plus to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Before we dive into the latest celebrity intel, let's talk about a different kind of drama, the kind that involves our furry co-stars, our pets. I wanted to share a message from our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, who is here to help with unexpected veterinary bills.
What's that?
Well, with Spot Pet Insurance, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. You would need that.
Yeah, saving up to 90% on vet bills sounds fantastic.
It sure is. And get this, Spot Pet Insurance plans cover not only unexpected accidents and illnesses, but also offers an optional preventative care benefit. It can help with the cost of routine wellness, vaccines, and more.
Is it pricey?
Probably less expensive than a surprise $1,800 vet bill, and you know what that's like.
It's not pretty.
Just head over to spotpet.com for a free quote. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductibles, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence, American Insurance Company, or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. Hi, JoJo. Thank you so much for your question.
Get out right now.
Leave.
The end of you and me. It's too late.
Okay. Sorry. It just came out when I heard the name JoJo. I just asked an FOD, friend of Do, if they had heard anything about Dua Lipa and Callum. And they said, quote, last I heard, they are very into each other and inseparable right now. And I mean, quote.
They're so cute.
They are very cute.
All the pictures, you can tell that they're both very much feeling each other.
Yeah. I have to say, I hear nothing bad about Dua Lipa. And she is a hot, young, international pop star. She is doing what she should be doing, which is going out, dating. I don't think that her long list or short list of beaus means anything.
Doesn't have any sort of implication. No. I don't think so
She doesn't have a reputation. I think you're kind of asking if she has a reputation. And the answer to that is no.
And if things don't work out with Callum,
she'll be dating someone else.
She'll be dating somebody else.
I think she's doing what anyone in her position would be doing, which is playing the field.
Mm-hmm.
And to that, we salute you, Dua Lipa.
Salute.
Salute you, girl.
Yeah, I'm just like looking at her roster. Okay. Exes. Let's talk about some of these.
Rattle it off.
All right. So we've got Isaac Carew, Paul Klein, Anwar Hadid, Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah wasn't really an ex.
Jack Harlow was also rumored, right?
That was just a one-time hookup.
He's so cute. Okay. Romaine Gavras.
That was her latest before Callum. So I don't think this list is that long.
No.
So if there is some sort of discourse going on in the interwebs about Dua Lipa being a Black Widow type.
Let's put the kibosh.
Yeah. She's just living her life. You go, girl.
Dua's doing it.
Dua's doing it up.
Doing it to it.
Okay. What's next? I just want to pause for 1 second. I know we have a couple more voicemails left, but there wasn't any voicemails about Kate Middleton, which I was kind of happy about, but also surprised about. We did get some intel before we started recording this podcast, which I think people will find very interesting. The video of Kate Middleton and Prince William at the farm was a setup. I mean, it's not surprising. I'm like, dun, 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 dun. Like, thank you, Captain Obvious. But yes, I'm really like changing my tune this podcast episode, because I'm also one to say that paparazzi pictures aren't as much of a setup as we think. But this one was a setup, probably because there was so many rumors going on about her that the palace was like, get the fuck out there and show your face.
Yeah.
And it was her, guys. It was 100% her. Another question I received a couple times in the Q&A was about Meghan Markle's website that she just announced, called American Riviera Orchard Montecito. You can join the wait list if you go to that website.
I found out what it's about because people are like, what is this? A source close to Megan confirms that it's a brand that Megan created to share things she loves and creates. Lifestyle slash edible based items to begin with.
That's interesting.
Yeah, very, cool. Very interesting. Cool. So people wanted to know what that was about. So I just wanted to get those two royal thoughts out there before I forgot, since we got no royal questions. So,
okay, great.
Let's hit it with the next voicemail.
Hey, it's Josie. I wanted to know more about Taylor and Travis. Are they real? Are they PR? He went to LA this weekend. Did he see his ex? Yeah. Just curious. Wanted updates on that. Bye.
Hi, Josie. Thank you so much for your question. Taylor and Travis are 100% real. Travis was with Taylor the whole time he was in LA. We didn't see them together. We heard of them being together. We saw him out without her, but they were together. He stays at her house. That's where he was staying. Now they are in the Bahamas. Yeah. Just living life. Yeah, spending time together.
They both have time off.
Yeah. I mean, there's really nothing to report, or nothing that I can report at this time. But status quo with them. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she's gearing up to go back on tour. He's supposed to be joining her in Europe. And her new album comes out soon. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of discourse around her songs and the lyrics.
Yeah, she needs some rest before she
right.
You know, tries to address all of that.
Right. But yeah, so, I mean, listen, I know there are a lot of rumors out there about her. I know there are a lot of conspiracy theories. I don't know who believes those things. I really don't. I mean, they are obviously a couple of young people who are in love. I feel like that is very obvious.
Yeah, that still happens, folks, these days. Two young people in love is a thing.
Exactly. And we wish them the best, really. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've ever reported or maintained any of the crazy conspiracy theories. Even the ones that say they were set up to help the NFL, mm-hmm. which to me, out of all the conspiracy theories, like,
the NFL doesn't need help.
No. And also, that's not how they got together.
Right.
We know how they got together. Somebody came forward, I forget who it was, and said that he had played matchmaker. And then I had heard that Miles Teller had a hand in that.
Yeah.
So we know how they got together.
Friends, mutual friends.
It wasn't in a laboratory.
In a Hollywood laboratory.
In an NFL laboratory. Yeah. So I think we need to move past that narrative and just wish her the best for her future.
Yeah.
And I, my opinion, we talk about this every podcast episode, is that they will have a future together.
Yes.
Unless they don't. unless they break up.
They might do. So.
Right. People break up all the time.
Exactly.
People who are boyfriend, girlfriend, people who are engaged, people who are married. I think people, meaning the public, need to remember that.
Yes. They
people are, break up. It happens.
They are real people with real happenstances.
And emotions. Right? It's crazy that we have to remind people that.
Well.
Okay. Next question, please.
Hi, Deo. Monica from Chicago here. I'm a big Summer House fan. And as I'm sure you know, the first episode of the latest season aired last week, and it didn't show Amanda and Kyle in the best place, which had me looking back at their socials, and I'm not seeing a ton of posts of them together that aren't directly promoting either Loverboy or the show. And even when they are posting together, there are usually people between them, and I just don't think they're giving happily married couple these days. I love them both, and I'd be so sad to hear they aren't working out, but I'm wondering if you've heard any rumblings of separation or divorce from people who are close to them. Thanks for your thoughts.
Hi, Monica. Thank you so much for your question. Ferris is a huge Summer House fan, so she has some thoughts about this, but I just want to say before we turn the mic over to Ferris, that it was brought up in the reunion. Paige, I think, accused Lindsay and Carl of planting stories or planting tips and intel with Instagram accounts. And a couple of people asked me if I had any experience with that. And I just want to go on record saying no. No Summer House cast member has ever knowingly submitted any gossip or intel to me personally. Now, they could have written an anonymous email. That I don't know. Right. But I have never had a conversation with Paige or Lindsay or Carl about Summer House. Which, you know, I think you would think, you know, we've DM'd, but it's never really about, I think, what people think it's about. Mm-hmm. Which is like talking about other cast members or...
Right. Spinning narratives.
Spinning narratives. It's never that.
Right.
So I just felt like I needed to say that. To answer your question, I haven't heard of any sort of separation or divorce rumors between Amanda and Kyle. I really like Amanda. She's always been very supportive of Demois. So anytime I get any sort of message about Kyle, which I have over the years, and I'm sure Bravo fans have seen those messages on other accounts, I don't post them. I mean, maybe I have once or twice, but I always hesitate because I really respect her.
Yeah.
But he is known to go out and party.
Yeah. I mean, right. So my take really is that from just like being a longtime viewer of the show and seeing them in action is that Kyle just, he has the stamina to party still. Like he likes to go out. He really enjoys it. He works hard, plays hard. That's how he comes across, I think. And I think Amanda's in this place where she's just a little bit more lax and low key and doesn't want to be doing that, right? She'd rather just kind of like hang with the girls back home. So, you know, I mean, I think in any marriage, there's ups and downs and there's difficult conversations. And we just happened to see one on camera. And I actually, when I was watching that episode rather, I was thinking to myself, wow, like how vulnerable and brave of both of them to have that dinner conversation. And listeners that are fans of the show know what I'm talking about when they're sitting at dinner talking to one another about work and how I think Kyle mentioned something about like he needs Amanda to, I guess, in some other words, step up a little bit more and take on a little bit more of the responsibility so that he doesn't have to. That's a super normal marriage conversation.
I love how you're our resident.
I am. I really am.
You're a resident marital expert. I'm not married.
Yeah,
but
I just like distinctly remember seeing that and being like, wow, how awesome, how vulnerable and open it is that they are allowing cameras to film this conversation in this moment and normalize that marriages have, you know,
ups and downs
and tough conversations and moments. And I think that's maybe where viewers might have, you know, been a little suspicious on, oh, is there something going on? Are they not as happy with one another?
Well, she definitely hears the rumors.
Of course. And how could she not? He's so extroverted and a big personality out there, loves to have fun. That's just who he is. So there's bound to be whispers in situations like that when one's staying home and the other one's going out. It's just going to happen. Do I think anything's amiss? No.
Okay. And to back that up, I have not heard any concrete information about their marriage being on the rocks.
No, I think they're very much in love. They've got the puppies. They're doing great. They work together. That was the other piece of it. They work together and live together.
That's hard.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You know, things happen.
Yeah. All right. Next question.
Hi, Du. It's Raul calling from New York. I'm just curious about RuPaul. Do you ever get any information on him, like how he's on set or like his private life, anything like that? Just curious because he's such a private person. That's it. Thank you so much. Love the podcast.
Hi, Raul. Thank you so much for your question. We posted about RuPaul back in probably 2020. So I had to dig into the files and see what people said about him back then. There isn't anything recent because there really hasn't been like an ask for him. But back in 2020, somebody says, RuPaul is gorgeous and super sweet in person. I met him out of drag. I love him. Super duper sweet. Somebody else said, here's the tea. RuPaul leases property to frackers. That was like a thing. So this was a rumor. And then in 2024, wow, this month, wow, this is interesting. This came up because the tip I just read was from 2020. In Vulture, RuPaul is not fracking. Sorry. If you don't know what fracking is, Ferris, do you know what it is?
I'm still trying to figure it out.
If you don't know what fracking is, it's the process of injecting liquid at high pressure into subterranean rock so as to force open existing fissures and extract oil or gas. So he was accused
of fracking.
Of fracking. He said he wasn't fracking. Somebody else wrote in, I've seen RuPaul a couple times in downtown Manhattan in the daytime, business meetings at cafes. He is a gentleman and seems very professional and bright. He's super lanky and thinner than you'd expect. He was polite to waiters and still has that same charm and humor, even in personal interactions. Wasn't a diva and sat in a very wide open space. So a man of the people.
There you have it.
Here's something else. RuPaul doesn't do their own makeup. That's why last season's video chat finale and reunion had them wearing a mask. Oh, because it was during quarantine. I mean, that's not really, I wouldn't think that he did his own makeup.
No.
Oh, wait. Actually, is that like frowned upon in the drag world? Like they need to know how to like
I don't know. Is that a thing?
I think it might be. So maybe this is like intel.
Oh.
Because you know what I mean? Like when you get dressed up in drag, like your hair and makeup is part of your persona. Mm. And I guess if you can't do it yourself, is that like, is that a negative?
I don't know.
Any drag experts out there? Who know?
Yeah. I want to see if it's a good thing.
Here's another message about the fracking from 2020. But as I said, if you want to read the Vulture article, that seemed to have just been published, which is weird. RuPaul denies any fracking. A couple years ago, RuPaul was at the same wedding as me in New York City, but I didn't want to go and say hi. So my brother decided to go tell him I was a huge fan and point to me. RuPaul whispered to my brother, I don't believe you. My brother said, yes, she is. RuPaul replied, it's not good to be shy. Then I walked over and I said hi, and he smiled and said again, it's not good to be shy. I smiled and said, nice to meet you, and left. He stood alone and stared at the skyline for a long time. Overall, it was a very strange experience. I let this person know it's just fine to be shy. That was my that was my contribution to the conversation. I think it's fine to be shy.
Yeah, I could see how that'd be like awkward.
Oh God, here's another fracking. RuPaul also like owns or does fracking on his property. This is not unknown news, but there's a hilarious video between two iconic drag queens talking about it. I've seen this video. So I guess the fracking thing was like a rampant
big
rumor.
No. What is happening here?
Which is kind of crazy, like of all people to be accused of fracking.
Don't know why I'm not seeing him out there fracking.
Well, I don't know. Do you know the process of fracking?
I could just picture, I don't know, like a drill of sorts. Like, I don't know.
Okay, that's all we have on RuPaul, which seems like he's a lot like his TV persona.
Mm-hmm. Consistent.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Thank you guys so much. Thanks again to Metro by T-Mobile for sponsoring our favorite episode of the month.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
This has been a production of Cadence 13, an Odyssey studio. New episodes of Do You will air every Thursday. See you next week.